So at some point, I might run out of real life prompts, and some of these might be grasping at straws, but I figure we can't complain if the end result is the same, no matter what the preamble is. And I'll admit, I haven't been sleeping well, so my brain is kind of mush, so forgive me. But let's get into it. A number of years ago, I was traveling alone, met some new people, and spent a few days hanging out with them. On one of those days, I ended up getting a pretty decent concussion. It wasn't anyone's fault. It was honestly equal part dumb accident and bad luck. There was one guy in particular that felt bad about it. Like I said, not anyone's fault, but I guess he felt responsible since it kind of happened under his watch, in a sense. Or who knows, maybe he just knew what he was doing. Not the concussion bit, but the bit afterwards. The problem with concussions is you're not supposed to really sleep afterwards. Someone's supposed to keep an eye on you. It's a little harder to do when you're traveling alone, admittedly. And so this guy volunteered, said he'd keep an eye on me. He took me back to his place, and I don't know, I didn't expect anything to happen, because realistically, he was so far out of my league. But I guess maybe I've been wrong about that. I still think he's completely out of my league, but he certainly showed me that I was naive to think nothing would happen. He had promised to keep me from sleeping, keep me up all night, and he did. He followed through. And I'll give credit where credit is due. It's not easy to toss a girl around and manage to not rattle her head even more. Actually, it's pretty fucking impressive. Honestly, looking back, he just oozed those, like, soft dom daddy vibes and makes a girl a little weak in the knees. But don't get me wrong, I still like to hear a guy peg every now and then. So what's the point of the story? Easy. It was fun. It was fun being kept up all night long and being tired the next day. It was fun having someone flip my day and night on me. And it probably would be more fun without a week-long concussion and without having to be so careful of the giant knot at the back of my head. Think of all the things we could do if we had all night long. We could start slow. In the shower, maybe. Though I'll warn you now that I love hot showers, the kind where the water makes your skin hurt. But some things are just more fun in the shower, more fun with soap. I once had an ex tell me I have porn hands, and there's air quotes around that. I have small hands that make everything look bigger, was his reasoning. But I don't need that help in the department when it comes to my chest. They're definitely more than a handful and not just for myself. I'm a sucker for a slow burn in the shower of resting hands on hips and being pulled closer. Or being pushed against the shower wall and getting that cold chill from being out from under the shower head by having your body wrapped around me to keep me warm. Feeling you between my legs, slipping between my thighs as I bite your bottom lip. I always melt for that feeling, that promise of what's to come. I like the feeling of a hand at the base of my spine, pulling me closer while I begin to suggest that maybe it's time for the shower to end, and maybe I sound just a little desperate when I say that. I want you in my bed so I can straddle you. I like being on top. Maybe it's the control issues in me. Or maybe it's just because I love the sounds that come out of your mouth while I slide down onto your cock. Maybe it's both of those things. I want to lean over slightly so that one hand rests on your chest. One hand is on the wall above your head because sometimes some things just feel too good and you need a solid surface to keep yourself steady. I want hands gripping onto my hips so you can control the pace while I grind down onto you. Rock my hips back and forth. I'll admit, though, that having you tell me to slow it down a bit makes me want to do the opposite. I love the neediness of your voice, and I want nothing more to than hear you moan. And maybe this is where you get tired of my bullshit, of me not listening. This is where you flip the script, tell me to get off and get on my back. Oh, fuck. This is where you climb between my legs, your arms hooked under the back of my knees, and you take control. I kind of love the feeling of you on top, that trapped feeling, except it's not really trapped. It's not like I want to get out from under you. Oh, fuck. I want one hand on the back of your thigh as I feel how deeply you're thrusting. Fuck. While the other hand is on the back of your neck as I try not to leave any ill-shaped marks in your skin. Fuck. But that's so much easier said than fucking done. I just can't help myself when you feel that good. Oh, fucking, you feel good. Oh, fuck. You have no idea how much I love the feeling of every inch of you inside me. Oh, fuck. I love the feeling of you stretching me out and just absolutely filling me. I do mean that. In more ways than one. Fuck. I'm stumbling over my words now. But it feels too good, and I'm having a hard time concentrating at this point. Oh, fuck. Okay. I think at this point, I want nothing more than for you to come with me. Come inside me. Oh, fuck. I guess this is the part where maybe we need a second shower after all.